in the lunchtime edition. Workers at the Winston Scott Polyclinic reportedly off the job in protest over environmental conditions at that facility. Connect carried the new Barbados-based regional ferry service, now scheduled to commence operations early next year after regional red tape delayed this month's planned start. A Silver Hill man charged with various firearm offenses. 90% of this country's disabled community said to be unemployed, and government is trying to find ways to help. And Prime Minister Motley joins in the tributes at the passing of well-known dancer and choreographer Tyrone Trotman. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Workers at the Winston Scott Polyclinic said to have walked off the job due to ongoing environmental issues, which they say are affecting their health. The General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, says the conditions have worsened despite previous repairs and cleaning, leaving staff members increasingly concerned for their safety. Mr. Franklin says the workers will remain off the job until the authorities take decisive action.
Members at Winston Scott Polyclinic have been complaining for a while about the environmental conditions, and they did a little fixing a few months back, but they have not maintained it. I know people continue to get sick as a result of working inside there. It has to stop. I'm not prepared to let my nurses get sick because people refusing to maintain the properties. So I've told them not to work in that building until it is fixed to their satisfaction. They're outside. They promised them that they would have done some work on it, but they haven't. I'm not calling for any meeting. I want the people to clean the place, talk to them, restore the building to a habitable state. I've instructed the nurses and other members of Winston Scott Polyclinic to stay off the job until the place is rectified to their satisfaction.
The General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin. A new Barbados-based regional ferry service is scheduled to commence operations in Barbados early next year after regional red tape delayed its start that was planned for this month. Connect Caribe is to begin regional service in the first quarter of 2025 with two vessels. The private sector project is being undertaken by a company called the Pleon Group. The group previously announced that it had reached an agreement with the Caribbean Private Sector Organization and the Dubai-headquartered Jamper Group, which would allow for a November 2024 commencement of its first phase. Dr. Thomas tells Starcom Network News that while the project has received good support from the Barbados government, it has proven much more difficult to put everything in place to operate elsewhere across the region, hence the delay. Dr. Andre Thomas, the chairman of the Pleon Group, says getting all the regulatory approvals to do something that has never been done before has been a challenge.
It's not Barbados. Barbados has been amazing in terms of the assistance we've had from government agencies. But remember, we have to do this in every territory we're going to. It's not just Barbados, because we're right now three routes, if you include the U.S. Virgin Islands. We have one route, which is Barbados, Trinidad, St. Lucia, Grenada, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines. And you have to lay everything out. And that's the passenger cargo route. Then we actually have the cargo route. The cargo route is Barbados, Trinidad, Suriname, and also Guyana. And that's the second route.
Dr. Thomas disclosed that the difficulties push the start date to next year.
So the first quarter of 2025 would be when we'll start. First quarter of 2025 is when we're going to start, because then we would have been able to tackle all the areas that we need and have a plan that reflects the realities within the islands and be able to execute well. Hub in Barbados, a hub in Trinidad, and a hub in the U.S. Virgin Islands, which is what we did. We signed that about 2 weeks ago. We're going to go for two large ships to start.
The chairman of the Pleon Group, Dr. Andre Thomas, in the lunchtime edition. Government is to set up self-employment projects to address the number of unemployed people who have disabilities. Senator and human rights advocate Anwele Boyce pointed to a recent study that revealed that 90% of the disabled in Barbados are currently without a job. He highlighted this during an education sensitization workshop on the bill at the Radisson Hotel this morning.
One of the devastating statistics that has come out of the research that the committee has done, the committee being the Committee for the Improvement of the Lives of Persons with Disabilities, is that 90% or approximately 90% of persons with disabilities are unemployed. It is a stunning statistic, and it is one that we have to beat back. And certainly one of the roles of the committee is going to be the implementation of projects and certainly the oversight of projects in relation to employment.
They will also implement a complaints tribunal.
One of the things that is going to be necessary is an enforcement body, right? Who do you take complaints to for breach of the law? Much in the same way that we have an employment rights tribunal, we have an NIS tribunal and that kind of a thing. The bill proposes to establish a tribunal that hears complaints under the bill. So if a person with a disability thinks that they are the victim of disability discrimination, they can take the complaint to the tribunal.
Senator and human rights advocate Anwele Boyce. The police have charged a Silver Hill Christchurch man in connection with a number of gun offenses that allegedly occurred in the same area last Monday. Members of the organized crime unit charged 37-year-old Jamal Stapleton, who will face charges for unlawful possession of a firearm and unlawful possession of 62 rounds of ammunition. Stapleton was due to appear before Magistrate Deirdre McKenna at the Oystens Magistrates Court today. Prime Minister Motley has paid tribute to the late dancer and choreographer Tyrone Trotman. Prime Minister Motley says it was sad to learn of the passing of Mr. Trotman, describing him as a genuine icon in the Barbadian culture and arts community for decades. She added that while many refer to him fondly as Tyrone the Dancer, his involvement in giving life and meaning to many urban youths for what seemed like a lifetime made his contribution to the development of this country all the more valuable. She noted that they had worked together on several projects in her constituency and expressed sincere appreciation for what she called his yeoman service. Haiti's transitional presidential council yesterday announced that it had sacked Prime Minister Gary Conil in a move seen by political observers to further heighten the existing political and socioeconomic situation in that country. And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has made two more key appointments ahead of his return to the White House in January. Tom Homan, who served in the last Trump administration, will be the border czar, and New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik becomes ambassador to the UN. Our top stories. Workers at the Winston Scott Polyclinic reportedly off the job in protest over environmental conditions at that facility. Connect Caribe, the new Barbados-based regional ferry service, now scheduled to commence operations early next year after regional red tape delayed this month's planned start. A Silver Hill man charged for various gun offenses. 90% of this country's disabled community said to be unemployed. Government is trying to find ways to help. Prime Minister Motley joins in the tributes at the passing of well-known dancer and choreographer Tyrone Trotman. Haiti's transitional presidential council fires the Prime Minister Gary Conil. U.S. President-elect Trump makes two more key appointments, a border czar and a U.N. ambassador. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.